It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to a brand new week on Fresh Oil. Hey, we've been teaching a verse-by-verse study on the book of Ephesians, one of my favorite books in the New Testament. It's written by the Apostle Paul, and it holds some really great doctrinal truths for us as Christians. Now, perhaps you would say, what's so important about teaching verse by verse, Keith? Because that way you get the full context of the scripture. So many times it's easy to take a scripture from here and a scripture from there and form a sermon saying whatever you want to say. But when you take it in the context that God gave it, then you really understand what he's saying. So that's why I love teaching verse by verse, line upon line, precept upon precept. And today we're on chapter 4 of Ephesians, and beginning with verse 17, Paul says this, "So I tell you this, and insist on it in the Lord." Notice how emphatic he is now. I'm not just telling you this, I insist on this, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their thinking. My friend, grace is a wonderful thing. The fact that God gives you something you don't deserve. He gives you righteousness. He forgives all your sins. This is a marvelous thing, but it's not an excuse for sloppy living. When we become a born-again Christian, our lives should change. We live differently than the world chooses to live. Here in Ephesians 4, Paul is going to draw a sharp contrast on what Christians should be like compared to what the world is like. The very first example that he gives us is darkness and light. Verse 18 said, "They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts." In Matthew 5 and verse 14, Jesus said, "You're the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." See, we have a light within us of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus said, you're going to illuminate the world as believers. A city on a hill, it can't be hidden. So God is telling us here through the Apostle Paul, here in Ephesians 4, that we walk in the light, but the world is darkened in their understanding because they don't know God. Their hearts are hardened. He says in verse 19, "Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity with a continual lust for more." See, that's this world system. That's the lust of the flesh. It constantly wants more, but it's never satisfied. The psalmist said in Psalm 119, verse 105, "Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path." As Christians, we walk in the light of God's word. So Paul is telling us that the world, those that don't know Christ, they're indulging in the pleasures of this world with a continual lust for more. But look what he says about the believer in verse 20. He says, "You, however, did not come to know Christ that way. Surely you heard of him and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught with regard to the former way of life to put off your old self." Friend, when we become a Christian, we put off the old man. We put off the old self, the way we used to live, and we put on Christ. We are in Christ. He says, to be made new in the attitudes of your minds and to put on the new self. See, the battle that we face is in the area of our mind. Satan wants to control your mind. He wants to dominate your mind. He wants you to be drawn in to the pleasures of this world instead of focusing on what God has for you. But he says, be made new. and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. But it's up to us to listen to His Spirit and to begin to change the old ways and put on the new self to be like Christ. That's really what Christian means. It means followers of Christ. If we want to change our life, it begins with a change in our heart. Now in verse 25, we come to our therefore verse. Remember, I've always taught you, when you see the word therefore, stop and see what it's there for. He's going to transition and say, I've said all this to make my point. Now here's my point. So look what he says in verse 25. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor, for we are all members of one body. Remember, up in verse 17, Paul said, I'm not just telling you this, I'm insisting on this in the Lord. What's he insisting on? That as believers, we live a life that's different than the world lives. We put off falsehood and we speak truthfully to our neighbors, because we're all members of one body. As Christians, we are called to be truthful. We're called to be people that you can count on when they give their word. He says, you put off falsehood and you speak truthfully to your neighbor. So many times we wear a mask, don't we? People say, how are you doing? And what do we say? Fine. Even if our world's falling apart, our pet answer is always fine. Is that really being truthful? And then in verse 26, Paul really gets us. He says, in your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. 3 points he makes here. First of all, in your anger, because we all get angry at some point, don't sin. Stop it before it ever reaches the sin point. And then he tells us, don't let the sun go down while you're still angry. Boy, I believe that is the key to a great marriage. Don't ever go to bed mad at each other. I remember there were times my wife and I, in the early days of our marriage, we had some late nights, but I made sure that this principle was always applicable in our marriage, to never go to bed angry at one another. Why is that so important? Oh, the third part, he said, brings it out, and do not give the devil a foothold. See, when you go to bed angry, you give the devil a foothold. It works into bitterness, and it can even cause health problems. As believers and followers of Christ, we are to live a different life than the one the world lives. That's why the Bible says they'll see your good deeds and they'll glorify your Father in heaven. If we're walking in the light of Christ, the world is going to notice it. They'll say, I want to be like that person. They're different. And they'll ask you, what's so different about you? And that's when we have the opportunity to share Jesus. In verse 28, Paul says, he who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with his own hands, that he may have something to share with those in need. See, when we come to Christ, we all have problems. We all have quirks in our life, and we have sin that has gripped our lives and paralyzed us. But what happens? When we come to Christ, the Holy Spirit begins to enable us to change, to put off the old man, to put on Christ and be Christ-like. You often hear me teach the difference in grace and the law. Grace is the new covenant. It's where we relate to God, not by our performance, but by Christ's performance on the cross, where the law, you were under the 613 commandments that God gave in the old covenant. We don't relate to God through the law and through our performance anymore, but our performance is still important. It's still important for us to desire to live a good life. And Paul goes on and he says in verse 29, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. That's not a verse we hear taught very often, is it? It's not a popular verse that you want to put on your refrigerator. But it's so important what God tells us here as believers. As believers, we need to be careful and watch the words that come out of our mouths. And he says, don't let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths. But look at this. But only what is helpful for building others up. Did you know that your tongue, your mouth can be used to build people up, or it can be used to tear them down? The Bible says life and death are in the power of the tongue. That verse is so true. I have seen people destroy their children by speaking negative words over them, by constantly criticizing them. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. So choose to speak life. He said, only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. God will bring across your path individuals who maybe their life is falling apart, and you will be able to speak words of life to them that will build them up. I always try to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit whenever I'm around people, and there are times when God just wants me to encourage someone, build them up, tell them something good they're doing, because you never know what it's going to mean to them. And then he said in verse 30 here in Ephesians 4, he says, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Sometimes we forget that everywhere we go, we carry with us the Holy Spirit. See, Jesus doesn't live in your heart. He's at the right hand of the Father making intercession. But the Holy Spirit lives inside of you. The moment you're born again, you then have the Holy Spirit living in your heart. And he tells us here, don't grieve the Holy Spirit, because he's the one that sealed us for the day of redemption. Always keep in mind, the Holy Spirit is with you wherever you go. He will actually bring scriptures to our remembrance to share with an individual so that we can build them up in their spirit. He goes on to say, get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Now, Paul is giving us a big to-do list here in Ephesians chapter 4. My goodness, he tells us to not let the sun go down on our anger, to not steal. He wants us to live a godly life. Don't let bad words come out of our mouth. And now he says, get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, and every form of malice. He's telling us to have a heart checkup, to see what's in our heart, because it's eventually going to come out of your mouth. The Bible says, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So here in Ephesians 4, Paul's telling us to put off the old self, the way we used to live, and put on the new man and be Christ-like, to live our best life so that the world may see Christ in us. Now let's wind up chapter 4 today. Look at verse 32, the last verse. Paul says, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Wow, what a great exhortation. I believe if we all follow what Paul's teaching us here in Ephesians 4, we'll have less conflict in our family, less conflict at our workplace, and less conflict in the church. He tells us, be kind and compassionate to one another. And then we do it to be Christ-like, because God forgave you, so now we must forgive others in the same way. Hey, tomorrow on Fresh Oil, we'll get into chapter 5, and what a great chapter. He tells us to be imitators of God as his dearly loved children. Thanks for joining me on Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley. Walk in grace, friend. God loves you. He really does.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and he he makes his mercies new every morning.